Repeat on 9-0.
See whether Johnsonville took a big whipping today.
Yeah, transportation bill.
Yeah, they name Johnson when they lose, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose that's the...
What happened?
Well, the boys, the Harris poll of the committee had the bill prevailing 9-6. Now, I had a feeling that Tip O'Neill was unhappy. We made contact with Tip O'Neill yesterday. And he said, no, he was going to be wrong on it. He didn't like the bill, and I think perhaps that's the case anyway. You know, these fellows that represent port cities were under some heat. Harris told me, they sent a report in on a 9-6 in the committee. O'Neill, I have a feeling between us that O'Neill will totally deny that he did a pretty good job on it today. I talked to O'Neill after the vote. Said, Tip, you were against this. It looks to me as though you probably did a little effective work, because I looked over those two votes and there was a pretty good switch back and forth when you needed an extra vote. He said, no. He said, I have an awful lot of work to do in my office. He said, answering the letters of 2,200 people that have been made destitute in my district by this administration. And he said that occupies a good deal of my time. He said, I just have time to get over and vote on these bills in the Rules Committee, and I'll be looking at them from now on. And that was pretty much it. I said to Tip, well, you knew this transportation bill. He said, you've got a transportation bill. He said, by the word I get is that you fellows are not doing a hell of a lot on it, mass transit. But he said, looks to me like by the time I get through explaining to people that, as far as I know, the Boston Navy Yard will not close down, at least for a while. And he said, as long as McNamara is screwing everybody, so it keeps me pretty busy in my office, answering mail. And I said, the Watertown thing, you know, it's pretty archaic installation. He said, don't give me that shit, Larry. I've known him for 25 years, you know. He said, all I want to say to you is that you fellows create 2,200 destitute families.
In Watertown, in his district?
No, see, Watertown physically, the plant, with except for some offices in Brighton and in Cambridge, is in Harold Donahue's district, but the vast...
I asked somebody that the other night, yeah. Ken O'Donnell, he said he's in his district.
Yeah, Donahue's district, but the vast bulk of the employees live in Tip's district. You know, those cities up there, Christ, there's no city line. You know, they just run from one to the other. So I would say that... I told Tip that I was going to have a drink with him in the next couple of days. And
maybe we ought to close the damn thing. That's the way he wants to play it.
Yeah. Well, Tip, you know him well, and he plays tough. He was the first Democratic Speaker of the House in the history of Massachusetts, and boy, he didn't get that way without, you know, being a pretty tough boy. And he just said, no, I'm just against this bill in principle, that's all. He said, that's as far as he'd go with me on any... But a good fellow like Orrin Harris can count pretty good, Mr. President, you know. And Orrin could count last night, but he couldn't count this morning.
Well, now, what do you think happened? Do you think he changed last night, Tip?
Oh, no. He didn't have Tip right, and I didn't have Tip right, because he was checked out wrong yesterday. I just wonder, you take Madden. See, that's the key vote, as I see it. Now, Madden voted right. And the first go-around to report the rule with five-hour debate limitation, see? Then that's defeated. So then reconsideration motion is introduced, and Madden votes wrong, see? And, you know, he got a shift in a couple of instances here that are rather peculiar. You know, why the hell would a guy vote right on a rule and vote wrong on reconsideration, for example? Well, I think, I'm not, this is just, I'm not accusing Tip, it's just my sixth sense, you know, as knowing my kind of cat,
well, now,
that I'm thinking that Tip might have been cashing in a couple of chits up there.
Were all the Republicans against the rule?
Oh, no. The Republicans, they had St. George and, let's see, trying to, looking for the sheet of paper, but, well, Smith was for the rule the Democrats start with. Let's see, St. George.
Now, can you reconsider?
No.
They killed a motion to reconsider.
That's right. Now, they put the quietus on this one good. Both votes were 8-7, but not the same, you know, rundown.
Well, can we get a petition to petition it out?
Well, we can try it, and I'll see. I haven't talked to Harris as yet. I was up in that civil rights meeting. I just came from there.
What happened there?
Well, hell, Bobby was up there, and Hubert and Mike, and we went over all this stuff again, and the question was, Hubert said that he talked to you this noon about the thing, and of course, the question was whether you should follow the road of trying to invoke cloture on the jury trial amendment in the event that Russell doesn't come to an agreement on a vote, which is apparently Dirksen's stated position in the press now. Hubert's a little concerned. He'd rather try and zero in on cloture on the overall bill, and I said to him that, Christ, I could see him crossing paths here if he didn't. It seemed to me that Dirksen had met now bipartisanly, that they were to discuss all the Dirksen amendments, and why the hell couldn't they get the Dirksen amendments discussed and see if there was an area of agreement with Dirksen on his various amendments by Thursday night. And if that were the case, I said, I know that's probably a rosy glow, but it's certainly worth a real stab on the part of the leadership to get this done. Katzenbach has redrafted language on Dirksen's 11th Amendment, you know, on that Title VII that seemed to be the one in greatest controversy, and that language is in the hands of Cliff Case, who was trying to sell it to their side. And so we decided that they'd work as hard as they could along those lines to see if they could get to any agreement with Dirksen, which would mean that they might head the first of the week toward a straight cloture overall rather than one on the jury trial amendment. Now, Hubert said that in his candid view, I guess Dirksen is scheduled tomorrow to make a presentation to you at 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And he said that the impression he has gotten is that Dirksen feels that that would present him an opportunity to discuss this directly with you. So I said to Hubert, well, hell, I would think, I don't know, but it was seen to me, the president would say to Dirksen, well, God, whatever my leadership and my department head agrees to is fine with me.
That's right.
And I said, I think that we can go on that basis. And Hubert said, well, I hope that's the way it works out. And I said, I don't blame Ev for trying to move it a little bit, a notch above the...
How does he want to move it on
Hubert would like to get the sleeves rolled up totally with Dirksen on the Dirksen amendments overall, try to work out an agreement with him in the next 3 or 4 days, and then aim for overall cloture rather than shooting for cloture on the jury trial amendment. Now, that is may possibly not be something that can be worked out, but it's worth taking a stab at. Now, Hubert has told the press, well, you know Hubert in the press, and he tells them something, and then if he'd walk away from him, he'd be fine, but I was standing in the background up there, and told them pretty much that everyone concerned wanted to resolve this thing at the earliest possible moment, but that all amendments that were involved in this bill should be put on the table on block and reviewed item by item, and that an agreement be worked out. And he didn't feel it was possible to do this until all amendments were on the table like a deck of cards, and that's fine. And then he said his personal view, in answer to an inquiry from a member of the press, his personal view was that if cloture has to be invoked, and he felt it would have to be invoked before this bill could be enacted, it should be invoked on the overall bill. But that was his personal view, and his mind was open, and the leadership generally had their open minds on any kind of suggestions.
Well, is that about what you and Bobby and Hubert agreed to?
Yeah, that's where it stands, and it isn't bad because I think it puts a little heat on Dirksen. And hell, if it's our judgment by the weekend that, God, we've got to go on cloture on the jury trial amendment, you can always make that determination. But what I wanted to be sure that Hubert didn't do today was to come to an agreement along those lines with Dirksen on the jury trial amendment. He has not and will not. And his understanding is, unless we advise him otherwise, I told him to leave it that way, unless after I talked to you there was something else, that when Dirksen tries to press you into a position of a straight negotiator with him, which is what Hubert suspects he may try to do tomorrow, that you simply throw the ball back through Dirksen to the leadership.
Now, who are the eight that voted against us?
Let's see. Comer, Delaney.
That's ports, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is that, the shipping interest?
Yeah.
Boats?
Yeah.
Delaney.
Tremble.
Oh, he hadn't got any ports, has he?
No, he's... are you writing these down?
Yeah.
Yeah, just do two columns. Now, the first vote, of course, was on the rule five-hour debate. And the vote was Smith, yes. Comer, no.
Wait a minute. Smith, yes.
Comer, no. Madden, yes. Delaney, no. Tremble, no. Bowling, no.
Bowling, wait a minute, Bill. What's he interested in? Why is he against it?
I'd be damned if I know, except as I tell you, know, as I suggested to you, these boys play pretty close in there. O'Neill, no. Elliott, yes. Sisk, yes.
Wait, O'Neill, no. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Elliott, yes, and who?
Sisk, yes. Young, no.
He's got a port, hasn't he?
Yeah. Brown, no. St. George, yes. H. Allen Smith, yes.
He's a Republican?
Yep. Hoffman, no. Avery, yes. So, see, they got three Republicans there. And still we lost.
Now, who was Harris counting that we lost?
All right. Harris was counting. For the rule, he counted Madden right. And he was right on this vote. Smith of Virginia right. Elliott right. Tremble right. And he was wrong. Sisk right. Smith of California right. St. George right. Hoffman right, and Avery right. So the switch was one, Tremble.
Tremble and Hoffman.
Yeah, no. Hoffman, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Where he made his mistake.
Yeah. Now, on the vote to reconsider, which I thought was significant, that's why I suggest you run two columns. Smith, right.
All
right. Comer, right. Now, there was a shift from wrong, you know, on the rule, to right on the reconsideration. Okay? Madden, wrong. Now, that was a shift from right on the rule to wrong on reconsideration. That's where I saw it. I thought I saw the fine hand of tip, see? Delaney, wrong. Tremble, right. Now, that was a shift from wrong on the rule to right. And I have a feeling that they said to him at that point, go ahead, Jim, you know. Bowling, wrong. O'Neill, wrong. Elliott, right. Sisk right, Young wrong,
wait a minute.
Brown wrong, St. George wrong, which was a shift from right to wrong. H. Allen Smith right, Hoffman right, which was a shift from wrong to right, and Avery wrong, which was a shift from right to wrong. See, they were able to squeeze out that 8-7.
So they got eight of them to kill it, didn't they?
Yep. Yep. So both votes were 8-7, but interestingly enough, there were four switches.
The now, what was the vote on reconsideration? What did they say? What did they do? Well, they moved to reconsider, and then the motion lay on the table, and Well, now, wait a minute. That wouldn't be it, because the eight of them voted to... eight of them voted to lay on the table.
Yeah. And then Smith was asked, following the meeting, if this meant the bill was dead for this session. His answer was, yes, sir.
Didn't Young tell us anyone on that committee he'd report any bill we wanted?
Yep.
sure thought so. And I don't know why bowling would do us that way.
The thing that just got me, I can see where when you have a guy like Matt Garland.